Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies.
It's Van Morrison, the great Van Morrison, bringing us back arguably one of his best songs. Moondance, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out and see how you can learn more about the age of the customer as I talk about it and have the opportunity to buy the book there when you're there. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend. He's one of the great financial advisors and analytical experts on operating a small business one of the greatest I've ever met. And Sam, thanks again for hanging out with us. You wrote an article recently. I guess they can find that on your website, right? SamNorwood.com?
NorwoodAnalytics.com.
NorwoodAnalytics.com. All right. Thank you for straightening me out on that. So check that out And let's talk about some of the points that you make and mistakes or things not to let happen to you on capitalizing your business. First one you say is plan ahead. Tell us about that.
One of the big mistakes that an entrepreneur can make is waiting until he really needs the money and then thinking going out and trying to find it. No, you need to plan ahead, work at it over a period of time, cultivate financing resources, and get an education on what it's going to take. And the planning ahead includes being able to forecast where you're going, being able to visualize and then forecast where you're going, and knowing in advance that you're going to need the money, when you're going to need it, and how much, and then go about it in an orderly way. If you go into a financing source and you're desperate for the money, the red flags go up everywhere, and nobody wants to invest in a desperate company. So planning ahead is key.
No banker ever loaned money to desperation. The title of the shortest book in the world is Loan Officer Courage.
They're not paid to take chances.
That's right. Well, see, one of my favorite stories I love telling my audience, Sam, is my journey of learning how to do a better job of managing my cash flow and projecting my cash flow and building a relationship with a banker. And, you know, every year, sometimes twice a year, he gets my financial statement. So he knows where I am. And so if I'm projecting that I'm going to have right now, if I'm projecting October, I'm going to have a cash flow issue, then I'll send him an email right now with my projections. I'll include the projections, and I'll say, hey banker, I'm going to need X amount of dollars in September to cover an October shortfall, and I'll pay you back in November. And he writes me back and says, okay, let me know.
Yep, they really appreciate communication in advance, and what they really hate the most is surprises. They just hate surprises.
A surprise banker never helped anybody.
No, if they get a prize, they either think that your business is unpredictable or that you are not on top of your business.
That's right. That's exactly right.
In either case, it's very risky for them. So they don't like surprises, and they like communication. And running and hiding does not build a relationship. And I'd also point out that even if you, in a period where things are going well, you don't think you need the money, that's a great time to go down and visit with a financing source and say, look, lend me some money. And you borrow it, and then you pay it back, and you're establishing your credit over time and this relationship, and you call your financing sources, even if it's not strictly business, but just kind of a little update. Things are going well. Had a great month. Yep. Had a great quarter.
Take them to lunch.
Take them to lunch, and very likely they'll take you to lunch.
We invite our banker over to lunch at our office, so they can see that we're still here. You know, another thing, Sam, that I've talked about that spreadsheet. I love telling this story too. Many decades ago, a banker told me one time. He said, "Jim, if you can only bring me one piece of paper, one record to borrow money from me, bring me your cash flow spreadsheet, your projection, to show me what you're going to do with the money, how it's going to help you with your cash, and how you're going to pay me back. He said, that's the most important thing you could give me. What do you think?
Yes. There's the information that comes from such a spreadsheet that does the prediction, but also, equally importantly, the banker wants to know that you know how to do it, how to do the projection.
Right.
They wants to the banker wants to go through and see that you are properly anticipating not just revenues and bottom line, but also the growth in your assets that are the machinery that allows you to grow and have your revenues. So he wants to see what's behind the numbers. He wants the numbers, mm-hmm. but he wants to also see what's behind them.
One of the things that I want to get to also is something in your article about the best sources is something that I've been saying now for a long, long time. If you're a small business, you must have at least one of your banking relationships with an independent community bank. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah, it's parallel to this. You don't need a 5-pound hammer to drive a nail. you don't need, and you know, there's a place for big banks, and they are capable of providing a variety of services to large businesses and so on. But you want to match your funding sources to the character and size and complexity of your business. And a small community bank is a lot more likely to pay attention to you as an individual and to your business and its needs.
That's right.
Than a large bank. Large banks can't take the time. They won't.
The other thing is you're going to find relationship lending. Never mind relationship banking. That's a lot of people say that, but I want relationship lending, and you're going to find that more often in a community bank. But remember, I didn't say Sam and I didn't say don't do business with a big bank.
Nope.
You should have a relationship with one of them, but don't let that be your only one. Make sure you have a relationship with the community bank, too. Tintail, right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.